The show has been orchestrated, I've been caffeinated, and thanks to these ladies, freshly masturbated. Let's do this. The show is orchestrated, I am caffeinated, and freshly masturbated. Let's do this.
Welcome to a very unorthodox show today.
Afternoon, teabaggers.
Good afternoon, everyone. How is everybody?
A little tired.
We've got Trixie on the phone with us today. Can you hear us, Trixie?
I hear you guys.
Okay.
And I'm on the phone because my son was sick yesterday, and I'm afraid he's going to give it to people.
Yeah, nobody wants sick. That's rough. We wish you were here with us in studio.
I wish I was there, too.
Because if you were here, we would not have Dom over here laying down on your bar stool and her bar stool with a pillow behind her. Because that is how she is recording today.
You know, she's something special.
Sometimes people are just tired, Ryan.
I get that. But you know, also, sometimes people sleep. And that is what fixes being tired.
Who sleeps?
I don't know. I hear sleep is for the weak. It's what my kids always used to say.
You sleep when you're dead.
Yeah, right? So Matt and I have been out here. Matt came over yesterday, and we have been working on this equipment and the table and the camera and wiring and all of the above. And it is finally all rewired. Everything is here. I am waiting on Mr. Nick to come down here and help us get the programs loaded on the computer so we can start streaming and recording. So that is what's been going on with me.
And I love it.
Daddy Matt spent the night last night. He slept on the couch and slept out here in the studio. Because he worked till wee hours in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And then a little bit this morning. Yeah. So we had to do a store run.
Yep. So what else is going on this weekend, guys? What happened this week? Who's doing what?
Well, I started my new job.
Woo! Yes, you did. How is it going?
It's going great. A lot of kids, though, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I was on sensory overload the first day.
Yeah.
I got home so tired, and my husband's like, seriously, you worked 8 hours. I'm like, dude, 8 hours of learning all new things.
Yeah.
8 hours of 200 plus kids. 8 hours of washing tables and watching them at recess. Like, it was exhausting.
Yeah, that's I can't do kids anymore.
But I'm gonna tell you what. I did not realize how much drama a school secretary hears and sees. Holy shit. Friday afternoon, so much drama happened between parents, and I will have to tell you later, Ryan, off the podcast, because you will flip out about who it was about. But these people, they hear and see everything.
Really? What are they here?
I mean, there was a stripper mom who was in there with a kid who was in trouble, and there was a stack of ones on the desk.
Really?
And the gym teacher comes in and goes, hey, what's going on? Why is the principal's office door closed? And she said, the stripper's in there. And he goes, that's what the stack of ones are for? Like, these people, you just think of teachers as being like so prim and proper. No,
right.
Man, they talk as much shit as the rest of us.
No kidding. So it my teachers were talking shit about me in school?
I guarantee it.
I guarantee they were.
24's teacher was just trying to fuck him.
True. I'm sure she was. 24, were your teachers trying to fuck you?
My
we're discussing.
Teacher.
Huh?
My English teacher.
English teacher.
Yep.
I got her OnlyFans.
He's got her OnlyFans.
Speaking of that, I just posted a new person on my OnlyFans today.
Did you?
If you guys follow me on OnlyFans, go follow her too. She needs to make some money.
Okay. I get it. How's ours coming?
I need your information, your other information.
All right, I got you.
So we'll talk later.
Okay. I got you. Sounds like a plan. So what else, Daddy Matt? What is happening?
As Ryan knows, someone was trying to catch a train again, and
She was supposed to be here.
She was. So she was supposed to leave Thursday night, and I was supposed to pick her up Saturday morning at 1:36 in the morning. And when I finally got a hold of her on Thursday, she's like, "Oh, I was supposed to get the train on Friday." I was like, "Whatever."
Yeah.
And then I was like, "Text me when you get to the train station." I haven't heard from her until 2 hours ago. So apparently she missed the train again and some other stuff. So fuck if I know.
Missed the train.
I know what happened.
You don't say.
And she's going to attempt to get the train again tomorrow.
Listen. She went to the train station. They face ID'd her.
Yeah.
She got arrested.
That's right. Why she can't. She just needs bail money. Daddy, if you could just send her bail money, that'd
fuck
be great.
That.
Come on. She needs bail money.
No.
But then she's got to pay her other bill. Could you send that too? For
but how's she going to text me if she's in jail?
She's going to call you.
Call me.
Yeah.
You're going
to be the first time I ever talked to her on the phone through jail phone.
Yeah.
You're going to get a phone call and it's going to say, an inmate at whatever facility wants to talk to you.
This is how it's going to go. Are you ready? This is how it's going to go. Ring, ring. Hello. An inmate from Miami-Dade County Correctional Facility would like to talk to you. Do you accept charges? Here's Daddy Matt. Oh, finally, we get to talk for the first time in real life. And it clicks in, and all you hear is, "Hey, my name's Joe. Hey, could you send me some more money? I mean, hi, this is such and such from Florida. I need some more money for bail. I got arrested."
Wait, have you never talked to her on the phone?
No.
You've never heard her voice?
Only through videos and stuff she sent me.
Okay, so Daddy Matt, I had a question. How much did the train ticket cost?
It was $385.
Oh, holy shit.
Didn't you tell me $200 last night? No. Did you add an extra $100 to that amount?
No.
Can I have money for a train ticket so I can pay something that's not a train?
So I can go out on the town for the night.
New York City, girl.
Man. So then I waited and waited to hear. I waited to come out here and expect to see this girl on the couch hanging out while Daddy Matt's working. And I walked in the door and walked in the door and it was like nothing. Nothing. No girl. Just Daddy Matt. I was sad for him.
So at what point, though, do you stop trying?
Oh, like I told Ryan and Gluck last night, I'm not going to stop trying, but the money's going to stop.
You said that last week.
Winners never quit.
I said eventually the money's going to stop last week.
No, you said it was done. You were done sending money.
If I went down there and she didn't show up. I didn't go down there and she didn't show up.
So you just waited to see if she boarded the train?
Pretty much.
So what happens if she doesn't get on the train again tomorrow?
Don't know. Maybe I'll actually go fishing again, I guess, as you guys call it.
Going on a fishing expedition. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, possibly.
Okay. I have something important to talk about.
Please do.
Okay. So, Trixie, have you ever woken your husband up? Just like doing things?
No.
Have you guys ever been woken up by somebody doing things to you?
Yes.
Here's the thing. Things have been done to me while I was sleeping in the hopes that I would wake up, but I sleep through it.
Okay, is that rape?
No, absolutely not.
Depends on who it is.
Huh?
Depends who it is.
Yeah.
Okay, it's your partner.
Then no.
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 That's not rape.
Mm-mm. No, I wake my partner up. I do. I wake her up a lot. I'm like, why don't you wake up? She's like, right now? I'm like, yeah, right now.
I'm not even surprised by that.
No.
I have been woke up by my husband rubbing me and sticking fingers in holes.
Mm.
And I'm like, would you knock it off? I'm sleeping. But I don't consider it rape.
Can't rape the willing.
That's right, and I think we are all very willing in this room. And on the phone line.
I wasn't willing at that those couple times because I'm fucking sleeping, but I'm willing when I wake up.
Hmm.
Yeah. So why do you ask that question?
Oh, just somebody said that they got raped when they were sleeping because they woke up to their dick in somebody's mouth, and that's not rape. You enjoyed it. Your dick was clearly hard.
Yeah. She was helping you out. What can I say?
Yeah.
That's not rape.
Then apparently she, like, continued to fuck him and wake him up.
Do we know this person that you speak of?
For an hour and a half.
For an hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
I don't hear anything on that mic. There's no sound to it. Yeah. There's nothing. I was like, it's okay. What? Okay.
Might be turned down still.
Oh, yeah. I gotta get more details on that situation.
All right, you wanna break that down and help her out with those details?
I don't know. 24 came in here and was talking about it, and I just wanted to get everybody's comments.
Mm. It's not right. No. Sorry, 24.
You're right. It wasn't.
I know.
It was very, very welcoming.
Welcoming. That's a good word for it.
Lack of a better word.
Yeah. Sure. I like that.
What are you doing?
It was inviting.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get our new group friend on the show, Trixie. Talking to her about it yesterday, and she says she's not that interesting. I said, it's okay, trust me, it'll be fine.
Speaking of our group friend, what is up with your female friends breaking their feet?
I don't know. I honestly do not know.
No, I didn't think it was broken.
Well, second she didn't time. Either, but I mean, her, I technically say, I it's she not. Didn't either. It's not broke, it's fractured.
Will you Google what a fucking fracture is? It's a break.
It's a crack.
No, it's not.
It's not?
A fractured
bone. So why does somebody not go, oh, I fell off the roof and I fractured my leg and it's in two pieces? That would be broken.
Correct? Well, that's like a clean break.
Fracture is just like the professional term.
Oh, okay. So she broke her foot.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, see, like, my daughter broke her arm, but her bones weren't broke. It was a buckle fracture, which means, like, the bone seriously buckled.
Hmm.
But then the cast kept falling off, so they had to actually physically, in the office, break her arm
to get it to God. Heal. My arm hurts.
Yeah, the one doctor said he was going to do it surgically, so she was out. And then another doctor came in and was like, oh, we're just going to do this right now.
A fracture is a complete or partial break in a bone.
Mm.
A bone fracture is just that. And it's from trauma, overuse, or weak bones. Which?
Big bones?
Weak bones.
Big bones. I was like, I'm big boned.
You're weak.
I'm big boned.
Weak. That's why I broke my foot, because I have weak bones.
Yes, you do.
Right.
That and you step into holes formed between two pieces of solid concrete.
I didn't step in it. My foot slid inside the hole. I was trying to step over it.
Well, the drinking had nothing to do with that.
No, I wasn't even that.
That actually helped because her body was loosened up when she fell. And if she had been stone cold sober, she might have hurt it even more when she stiffened her body when she fell.
I would have screamed even more, and I wouldn't have told you guys that my toes were broken. I would have told you that my foot was broken.
Right, see? Wow. So drinking was better in this scenario.
You weren't there for that.
Mm-mm. No, he was not. It sounded like the beginning of my sounder, but I was like, I didn't play it. What is that seat over there?
I broke my foot down here and then walked back to the pool, and I just kept telling him, like, my toes are broken, and Ryan's like, no, they're not. You're just being a baby.
That's what I tell my kids too. Like, suck it up. You're fine.
I woke
fine.
Up the next morning, could not walk.
Well, Ray told his son to suck it up for like days and he broke his collarbone.
I did. Yeah, I did. I was like, you're fine. Damn. He's like, no. And then his arm just like fell. One side. We're like, yeah, that's broke. You better get a cast on that one real quick.
Well, they don't cast your collarbone.
Yeah. Well, he broke his collarbone once, and he broke his arm once, and so he's got some broken bones. So contrary to popular belief, we are not superheroes, and our bones can break. I mean,
what how many can? Bones have you broken in your life, Ryan?
Never. Not
Speak
one.
For
You've never broken a bone?
I've never broken a bone in my life. No.
Dom, have you ever broken a bone?
We just talked about my broken foot.
Oh, yeah.
So
I have also, you broken any more other than your foot?
I had to have reconstructive surgery on my pinky.
It looks looks a little bad.
Yeah.
I know. I can't. I can't do anything with it.
Yeah, I've never broken a bone. I drink a lot of milk.
No.
Milk it.
I still drank a lot of milk and still broke bones. Apparently, you just weren't adventurous when you were a kid.
Oh, I was. I climbed trees. I climbed. You know, one time I had a babysitter. And
did you fuck her?
No, but I think I kind of wanted to. Honestly, she came over to babysit me, and I climbed the tree next to the house, and I climbed onto the roof of the house. And then she came out yelling my name, and I'm like, I'm up here. She's like, oh my God, get down. I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. So I continued to climb to the highest peak of the roof, and she was losing her mind. But I made it. I didn't break a bone. So
no, I've broken my left wrist twice, my right wrist once, and then I've broken two of the my pinky and my ring finger on my right hand.
Hmm.
Well, what the hell were you doing to break all those bones?
Well, the first one was climbing a hill, I think. Or no, that was the second time. I think the first time I fell off a swing when I was like 3 years old or something and broke my bone.
Running up that hill.
Okay, my story is way more entertaining. I went sled riding when I broke my hand.
Sled riding. Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Well, whenever I broke my fingers, I was so pissed off at my boss when I was 21 at work that I punched the wall, and it happened to be where a dummy waiter's at too, and broke two fingers.
Oh, ouch. That's no bueno.
Well, you know, when Dom broke her finger, she put it back in place. Mm-hmm. And they said, had she not, she would have lost it.
Oh, yeah. I took my glove off and I told my husband, I said, I'm going to take my glove off and you're just going to do this to my hand. And you're just going to pull along this part and you're going to put everything back. And he's like, okay. And I took it off and my little pinky's just over here doing this.
Oh, my God.
Not that dramatic, but like it's over here, and I'm like, you have to put it back. And as soon as he did, I didn't feel any pain. And as soon as he did it, I felt every fucking thing in the world.
Oh man,
in my teeny little pinky.
That's sad. It's very sad.
And you know, you realize how much you use your pinky until you can't use it.
Yeah,
right.
And my knuckle's not real.
You got like a titanium knuckle?
There's metal in there,
really.
Yeah, because I completely destroyed it.
So you're pretty much a cyborg at this point. Like you're a robot soldier at this point. Yeah. Okay.
Except for I'm cuter than a robot.
Okay.
Not today.
I've seen some. I've seen some real dolls that would.
Listen, I know that Matt worked really hard on this video thingy, but I'm so glad that they can't see me right now.
Oh, he still has it on right now. He's not recording. Yeah, we don't have a device to record.
Okay, no, that's fine. They can't see me, though.
No, nobody can see you right now. Okay. Maybe next
except
week.
Except for they just, if they check the Instagram.
Right.
True. Yeah, we got to post those.
You.
We got to post those.
No way. Y'all stop taking pictures of me.
Yeah, everybody should see how you were recording today. This is classic.
I'm not even comfy. Like, I need another pillow behind my back.
Oh, my God. 24, I swear to God, if you bring her a pillow, I'm going to throw it at you.
Papa
no.
Papa
man, that's a good bitch if he takes her a pillow.
Yeah, he already brought her one pillow. Any more pillows, she'll literally be on the sectional. So.
This picture is ridiculous.
Let me see it. Oh, yeah. That's great. That's great.
Teddy Matt, why are you recording?
You guys got to look at the Instagram for sure. Check out the Instagram. It Send just shows pictures. Dom all just laid.
Oh, don't worry, Trick. There's a video coming in for you right now.
Listen, can I just identify?
Yes.
As lazy?
As a couch. Yes.
Listen, I shaved my legs.
Yeah.
So at least they don't get to see my hairy legs.
Well, that's good.
Yesterday.
Since you have pants on.
No, my leg was showing in the fucking picture. Ryan, look at the picture.
I didn't look that close to the picture. Sorry. So whatever. Sorry. I know. Sorry.
Okay.
I'll look closer later.
Let me just explain that I'm lazying on the stools right now because I had a girls' night last night and I got really intoxicated and then I went to sleep and I'm really tired.
And we drug you down here for this?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Actually, you guys didn't like drag me down here. I made you guys delay it so I could be present.
Yes.
And be lazy in the studio.
We honestly didn't finish working on this till what, a half an hour ago? I mean,
totally. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, after getting everything just right and where everything
went, cleaning everything up and everything too.
Yeah. Yeah, it took a little while, so we were okay with the delay, for sure.
I didn't look.
Well, it doesn't help that our company decided to have a safety meeting yesterday.
Yes, I did go to a safety meeting yesterday, which threw our whole recording process off, so.
Did they feed you?
Oh, yeah. They had some really good chicken, beans, and steak tips, and little cubed potatoes.
Okay, wait. So your company feeds you, but I see pictures regularly of you talking about how your truck's broke. Or you're waiting for somebody.
So here's the deal. My truck wasn't broke. It needed brakes. So they were putting brakes on it. They did not know the second day that the truck was done. So there was a mix-up in the mechanics and the desk. So I had to take another bad truck out on Friday. But I could have taken my own if I had known it was fixed.
But you have sent me
pictures
that say, broke down again.
Yep. Yeah, a couple breakdowns, and that was in their used truck.
But at least they give you food, right?
Oh, yeah, they feed you. They feed you like crazy. I went to work Friday. After I got back Friday, they had chicken, and they had JoJo's. It was Giannino's, and they had cake for a retiree that was retiring. This woman was retiring. And then Saturday, they fed us at the conference. So,
good.
Yes, plenty of food.
Sorry.
That's awesome.
It was delicious.
Yeah, I think we need some WD-40 on the chairs now, too.
Yeah, I hit the hinges last night. I'll hit the chairs today. So many things.
I remember at Cake Company when Mr. Ryan was there that he broke down there and then ordered pizza to his truck.
I did, actually. Yeah, I broke down up in Medina, and I was sitting on the side of the road. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to order pizza. And the special note was, look for the broke down K truck sitting on the side of the road. That'll be me.
That's great.
I know. That's what I do.
You're ridiculous.
Totally. I was thinking about taking a bike out today after we're done recording. It's quite warm out.
Okay. I'm, what did you say, bougie?
Bougie.
Because of my chair?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not bougie, just lazy.
You're ridiculous because you ordered food to your fucking truck.
I did.
I'm not lazy. I'm tired. There's a difference.
Well, maybe when you got home this morning, you should have went to bed.
Should have got a lapel mic.
I didn't get home this morning. I didn't get home until 1:30, and then I had to come out here.
Daddy Matt's doing the daddying thing. He's scolding her right now, I think. It sounds like
she's being a bit of a brat.
Well, yeah, we saw the test results. She's like 100% brat, isn't she?
So, no, it was like 88% brat.
No, it's not. I promise I'm 100% brat.
You know what? It was 100% brat. I was like 88% brat.
Yeah, I agree, Trixie.
What'd she say?
You need a spanking.
Somebody better spank her ass.
Do I? I took this in the car.
I think so.
No, we forgive you now. So how is my little guy feeling, Trixie?
He is so much better today. Oh, my God. Yesterday was terrible.
Really?
Terrible.
That's no good. But he's feeling better today.
He's so much better.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, I'm not feeling the best, so I'm kind of worried.
Uh-oh, you're going to be getting it next. That's how it works.
Yeah. Well, when you're the one cleaning up the puke and wiping the toilet seat, now you know.
Well, you got a week to get better because you got to get back down here.
I agree.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
Can we get an extra chair when she comes back?
Oh, my God. No more chairs for you. My God. Trixie, please come save me right now.
We need Taco Bell, though, next week, Daddy.
Well, Daddy brought Taco
Daddy
Bell
had
this morning.
Taco Bell this morning.
He went up and picked up tools and Taco Bell.
I actually got Taco Bell out near your house.
There wasn't any Taco Bell when I got here.
He ate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a breakfast steak crunch wrap and a steak burrito, breakfast burrito this morning.
Mm, that sounds delicious. I want to go get food. I don't know what I want yet, but I want food. Something.
Well, you said Giannino's. Now I want pizza.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You know what I want?
What?
Another pillow.
Oh, my God.
I thought she was going to say that dick.
That dick.
No, I'm good. I don't need dick for a while.
Daddy Matt, what were you looking up about Kevin Bacon?
No.
We're talking about Kevin Bacon.
Apparently he found out that he's married his cousin.
Yeah, you did say that on the last show. How many times removed was his current?
I couldn't find it. It didn't say. At least in one article I was reading. Apparently he is related to Brad Pitt, like 13th cousin.
You know who I'm related to? President McKinley. I am related to President McKinley. Yes, I am.
So you should get in free to the monument.
I should. I really should. He. I actually just listened to a story, as one does through the week on podcasts, and I listened to a story about President McKinley, and it would have been my grandmother's great sister was married to William McKinley. So, down the line, I am related to President William McKinley.
Wait, you said people listen to podcasts during the week?
I do. Oh. I being people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you listen to
through the week? I don't listen to podcasts.
Do you listen to our podcast?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Sometimes. She's still far behind, remember?
I'm sure she's on, like, episode 3.
No, I'm not. I was on 12 the last time I checked.
You were on what?
I was on 12.
Oh, you're getting there. No, you're kidding.
So I think she's almost up to where her and Izzy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we were 18 yeah. and 18. So or
she's
20
she's almost to her episodes.
Yes, yes. I told her last night. She was over last night. I said we need a fourth on the show tomorrow, and she's like, "I'll do it." I'm like, "Okay," but I don't see her, so I don't know where she's at now. Disappearing act thing she does. I don't know. She's around. She'll be here if you want me to call her after the show.
I totally would have let her sit here.
If you want to sit in the hot tub, she will fucking love that. Because she's been trying to get my daughter to sit in the hot tub for a while. And Anna wants to play video games a lot. So
why?
I don't know. She loves playing video games.
I think I can get in the hot tub.
You think? Mm-hmm. I'll call her. I'll let her know.
If I fall
asleep.
If we
put her in a hot tub, I think she might fall asleep in the hot tub.
That would be kind of funny. That would be funny.
Let's give her some more alcohol. She'll be all right.
All right, you want some drinks? You want something to drink? Come on, hair of the dog.
Yeah, actually.
How about a beast? Want a beast?
I'll take a beast.
24. We need a beast. No pillows, but we need beasts.
Did you snap your fingers?
Yeah, I did. Went like this.
Bar wench.
I love you, 24. And you know how much Gluck Gluck loved you on the show last week? She's like, I listen to the show. I fucking love him on the show. He's great. I'm like, it sounded like he was deep-throating a mic. What are you talking about? She's like, no. He sounded great.
It wasn't
like,
the mic. I was deep-throating.
Oh, it was Ryan. Was
my dick.
He was trying to get those concert tickets.
Right. So, she doesn't have a name that she goes by yet, but our new girl in the group, Trixie, I was talking to her about the show, and she said she wants a name that she can go by on the show. I said, well, sure, just make one up and let us know what it is. You know, that's fine. And, oh God, I'm turning into you, Dom. I forgot where I was going with that.
I completely just trailed
off.
That is not my fault.
I know it is not. I know it is not. And I'm sorry for making fun of your disability. But whatever. I just, you know.
Fuck you.
She's being mean.
Such a dick.
I know. First you make fun of my inability to remember.
Well, no.
I would never make fun of you. You were
for it. Now, you know what? I'm getting my little pinch rod out. You're getting it. I have a new tool in studio here. It's a bolt grabber for engines, like a little springy thing where you press the button and the little claw comes out and it grabs stuff you can't reach.
Oh my God! I totally thought that's what you used when you went to the bathroom.
Really? No, it's like that. I got to shrink it down. And then go like that, you know. But, I can use this to pinch her throughout the show. It's wonderful.
Damn it.
I can pull her hair right now. Let's see how this works. How's that work?
I don't actually like that pulling of the hair that you just did.
I tried.
Wasn't enough hair.
Yeah.
You got to get it like a fistful.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're nuts.
Yeah. It's one of them weird girls that likes that. Well, I forgot, where was I going with this story?
Hold on.
Completely spaced.
It was about whatever girl.
Yeah, I know. She wanted a name, and she's going to come on the show. And
guys, can we just identify this?
What?
Is there something there?
Is there something on your
cheek? Like a black and blue mark.
Black and blue mark. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to point out, because
I pointed it out.
Trixie said, oh my God.
Yeah.
when I was talking about a fistful of hair.
Mm-hmm.
I have a whole bruise on my face now.
Yeah. Well, how did that happen?
Because I like aggressiveness.
Yes.
Yes, and, she does. I mean, you go, girl. I didn't mean to get bruised.
Oh.
But sometimes when you're getting choked in...
Yeah, no, go ahead. I just thought I remember what I was going to say. You're talking about aggressive and choking, and then it jogged, for some reason, jogged my memory. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't know. When I got grabbed like this, uh-huh. because I, like, okay, I'm a brat, and I'm going to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I had a bruise.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Tell us what you remember now.
He lost it again. Damn it.
Oh, no, I remember. So I was talking to her, and she said, hey, I listened to my first episode of the podcast. I said, oh, that's awesome. I said, what episode did you listen to? The latest one. I'm like, God damn, you just jumped straight in, didn't you? Like, you didn't even, like, test the waters. You just straight in that water, huh? She's like, oh, yeah, I liked it. It was cool. I'm like, all right. I said, well, then we need to get you on the show. She's like, yeah, that'll work. She goes, my husband, though, he thinks that I'm not interesting. I have nothing to talk about. I said, believe me. You will be interesting. Trust me. You'll be fine. So.
Okay. So. Sorry.
No, you're fine. So she'll be on the show eventually, whether it be a phone call or in studio. And I'll show you.
When I was at B Dub's the other night, I told Dee.
Yeah. Yeah.
To please listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
And so he listened to the last one. Because he'd never listened to it before. And he was like, he messaged me. He's like, am I sexual chocolate? I was like, no.
How's he in the group and doesn't even listen to the podcast yet?
I don't know. But
I don't know either.
Like, but he listened to that one.
This needs to be a rule. If you join this group, you better like screenshot a picture of your phone following this show. That's something, right. You know, something like that.
Listen, I was only a little jealous when you sent that picture.
Which one?
When she was at B-Dubs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know.
Oh, I told him he was like a hit in that group and that, you know, the girls are all like drooling for him. And he was like, for real? I'm like, yeah.
Well, the guys are not.
I mean, okay. There might be a few.
Maybe.
Of all the episodes he listens to, I need him not to listen to this one first.
Okay.
It's not him. I just like his hair.
Yeah.
That's it.
I know.
And I like
his cooking.
I like the videos that he sends, like... He'll just shotgun a beer no matter what.
Everywhere yeah. and always. Yeah.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
He's funny.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. And he's got a lot of energy. Like, he's a high energy. He's funny.
We need to have a lunch date at B-Dubs.
That'd be cool. I'm down for some wings.
Me and Trixie, let's go. Not you.
Right now. I want to go.
No.
Well, you said wings. Fine. If I can't come eat wings, you can never again come on the show.
So oh, Ryan, have you tried Bye. Popeye's wings
yet? That's a lie.
No, I have not tried Popeye's wings.
Hey, guess what?
They got new sauces.
I'll be on the show next week.
They have a spicy garlic parmesan. It is delicious, sir.
Really?
That sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Stefan loves it.
That sounds phenomenal.
It is.
Yeah. I'm always down for some wings. I love me some wings. For sure.
But you don't like B-Dub's wings?
Well, I like Quaker's wings better because they're bigger. But I only like the Quaker in Salem, not the one in North Canton anymore, because one in Salem still has good wings. North Canton has teeny tiny little wings.
Money's been a bad batch.
Fucking wings, not just like, you know.
Then just order more.
I already order a bucket. If I order any more, I'm like, can I have every chicken you have in the place? Like, bring them all out here.
Do they still
throw them all in the sauce and bring them out.
Do they still do the all-you-can-eat wings? Or is that not a thing anymore?
I don't know. They used to do those on like Thursdays, I think.
It was a Tuesday. Tuesdays? I used to go like back okay. when I was yeah. in mid-20s. I used to go every Tuesday.
Okay. All right.
Well, do you remember that with COVID, there was a chicken shortage, so the price of wings went stupid.
I remember that. That was horrible.
Yeah, so I feel like there's no more all you can eat.
Probably not. COVID fucked up everything.
I can just see Ryan being super angry.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I love my wings.
Why are you recording me? I need a pillow.
You already have one.
You're going to have plenty to post, one. Trixie.
Matt's good. Sending you more stuff right now.
Yeah, my phone keeps vibrating.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to hold it down by my crotch.
I was going to say, you should probably put it in between your legs because you're going to get a lot.
Right.
I love it.
I'm also struggling with not touching the mic.
Yeah.
Because every time I touch it.
Yeah, it's very sensitive. It's very sensitive. Right.
Are you struggling with not touching yourself?
No, I'm not touching myself right now.
Maybe you should see if we can hear it. There we go.
Can you hear it?
24 is like, yeah, 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 do that.
He's not in scrubs, though, so no, he won't be into it.
I know. Oh, we won't be able to hear it until we hear, like, and that's the only time we'll be able to hear anything. So, yep.
You guys suck.
I know we do. I know.
Do you know what?
What?
You could suck.
Yeah?
Suck what?
What could I suck?
A clip?
I mean, no, there's... Gay porn? I like gay porn.
Are you talking about the two dicks in this room right now? That's not happening. We discussed this last week. I am the alpha here, okay? If there's any dick sucking, it's on me, okay?
She said not even for concert tickets.
No, no.
Listen, I'm going to a concert this weekend.
What are you going to go see?
I need nobody from work to be listening when I say this.
Okay, if you work with her, don't listen. Shut it off right now. I'll give you 10 seconds. 1, 2, 10. Shut it off. Okay, now you can say it.
Well, I requested off because I have a family thing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to a concert instead.
It's it could be family. I mean, it doesn't have to be blood to be family.
Avenged Sevenfold.
That'll be good.
I can't wait.
That'll be a great show. Yeah. Where's it at?
Cleveland? I don't fucking know.
Well, I think you better know where it's at before you go to it.
She says
Rocket Mortgage.
She tells me we're going to do this, and I just get in the car with her and go.
There you go. That's all you got to do.
Literally what happened yesterday.
That's all you got to do.
And I ended up drunk, so it was a good time.
And here we are.
Those are the kind of dates I like, though, where you don't have to plan anything. The other person's got it planned, figured out, and you just go.
I've never had one of those dates. You know that?
No.
I don't think I have. I think I've planned every date or weekend away my entire life.
Really?
Well, listen, Gluck, so. Now it's on you.
I think so. Yeah. But what are you going to do? I'm a planner. I like to plan.
I like to plan.
I do too.
I like to maybe plan the destination, but I don't really want plans when I get there. I just want to go with the flow.
No, that's the way I am. But the whole thing has to be like planned for me.
Okay. When we went to, when I was with husband number two, we went to Universal. Mm-hmm. I literally planned a timed itinerary.
No, you didn't.
I did. And he was so pissed. But I said, not when we got, once we did, when we went to the fun things, there was no time frame, but we're doing this at this time. We're doing this at that time. We're going to this place. Once we're there, we have this amount of time, but we're trying to squeeze so much in to like a 5-day trip with three kids.
Right.
That don't listen because they're mini me's.
Little mini terrorists.
Not mini terrorists.
They're thought goblins.
They're just fucking terrorists that... Sorry, I should stop saying that word because the government's going to listen to our podcast and be like, what the fuck?
I mean, it's another listener, so...
Okay, terrorists.
Follow, listen here, government.
What's up,
just
FBI?
Just hit follow right there at the top right of your screen, you know?
Going on, FBI.
And we take any kind of supported donations, cash at Venmo.
I'm going to start sharing it to the FBI.
Oh, that's probably not a great idea. I'm just going out on a limb there. It's probably not a great idea.
Yeah. Like, listen, my co-host over here thinks her kids are terrorists. I mean,
they are. They literally think of all the ways to just destroy my day.
Yeah.
let me go ahead and say another word.
Okay.
They plant bombs in my house.
Oh, my God. Now you're saying the word bombs on the show. No, no, no. Listen to it. Don't listen to it out of context, please.
Wait.
We're going to get flagged.
I walked in the other day.
Yeah.
And a confetti cannon went off.
Really?
That's so cool.
No, it was not. Because I had to fucking clean it up. There's still confetti in my house.
Oh, wow. Boy.
Yeah, Gluck Gluck would go crazy.
We talked about that.
Oh my God, if confetti cannon went off in our house, oh my God. Okay. I'd lose her. She'd have a coronary right there on the floor. She'd not be with us anymore.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
10 is that she is going to kill me.
Yeah.
Within like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And 1 is not at all. I mean,
if you set it off in the house. Where am
I going to be when I explode the confetti cannon and then she comes home and sees it?
Oh my God.
What if I do it when she walks in the door?
Go ahead. Hey, as long as somebody else cleaned it up, you could do whatever you wanted to her. Wait. She wouldn't mind at all.
Trixie, what did you say?
Now I don't fuck. Oh, she'd pee herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
She gets startled very easily.
I like to scare the kids when I come home from work because they don't know I get home, especially the youngin', Mr. B Diz. He'll be walking, you know, I'll walk in real quiet and I have my dudes on so they're not loud. I'll kick them off real quiet and then I'll walk through the hallway and I see him standing in his doorway or something. I just walk right up behind him and wait for him to turn around and then he's like, "Oh my God, you scared the crap out of me." Like, hey, you're welcome.
Hey, so I'm going to change up the subject. Did you guys see, you know, those people who like try to catch a pedophile?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Did you see the one in Canton yesterday?
No.
It's all over Facebook. This guy is a Canton City firefighter.
Really?
He's a captain and he volunteers on the Lexington Township Fire Department.
Damn.
And he was meeting up with a 13-year-old yesterday.
Damn.
Wow.
See, I always say it. You got to watch. Authority, you cannot trust them all.
No.
Nope. Not at all.
It's baffling.
It is mind-boggling. Mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling?
Yeah, I heard that somewhere before, and I thought that was funny.
Mind-boggling.
You're such a dork. You should give her a pillow when she shuts up.
God, she's trying to get another pillow right now.
Please, it'll make good content for Instagram.
Just give her a goddamn pillow.
Give her the brown one and the gray one.
I need a second one.
Another one?
My arm's going numb.
Well, the brown one's bigger than the gray one.
Don't take this one. You can't give me the same size pillow I already have and take the pillow I have. Thank you.
Oh, my God. If you could see this, Trixie.
She can.
If you can see,
she's gonna get a freaking picture.
Yep. And video. Hold on, let a photo come
up. Oh boy, another one coming there for you, Trix.
I almost tipped myself.
That would be gold.
It's gonna happen.
That'd have been great. If it was up to her, I'd have a wraparound couch. Oh, that'd be really cool. A wraparound couch around our table.
Can somebody send us? Actually, I just moved to Florida, and I need. I need new furniture. Does anyone know anybody I can call? Negative.
I know this one guy. His name's Daddy Matt.
What were we talking about before Trixie told us about the firefighter who was a predator?
I got a short memory. I can't tell you. I don't know.
Yeah, I forgot to.
I don't know.
I did find that the Quake State Lube has $1 wing nights on Tuesdays.
Dollar wing nights?
Yep.
$1 per wing.
Well, you can get, it's $5 for the 5-pack.
So $1 per wing.
$1 per wing, but you can't order like 6 wings. You have to order a...
Remember 10 cent wing night?
Yeah, I remember 10 cent wing.
Why are we paying $1 for a wing?
Because typically they're over more.
Wings cost a lot of money.
They're fucking chickens. Chickens did not go extinct. Chickens are still being born.
Oh,
they are still cutting and slicing chickens for chicken wings. Why did chicken wings get more expensive? Why?
Can you get some chickens?
Popularity.
I get it. Something gets popular, you raise the price. Okay. But chickens are not going extinct.
Trixie, did you hear that?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you hear what he said? When something gets popular, you raise the price. You have enough followers. We got to up those prices, baby.
Those prices.
I did this week.
Did you?
Thinking of you guys.
Good.
Thinking of you guys while I posted, I did.
Well, that's good. But why the hell am I paying $1 per chicken wing? That's what I want to know.
That's the sale price, sir. It's normally more.
You're paying $3 for a baby chick.
So why can't we just buy a bunch of baby chickens?
You can.
We butcher all of them.
I will.
And we will make chicken wings out of all of them.
I will make sure that there's no feathers left.
I will pay you 5 cents per wing.
No, you won't.
Yeah.
Look at all these chickens I have.
You want me to come kill all of them right now?
Yeah.
Right in front of you?
No, you take them with you.
You'd flip the hell out. I know you would.
Can we just add chickens to the farm we have here?
No, no more. We tried that. No, we tried that, and they got eaten, so they're done. No more chickens. I know.
But maybe you just don't. You can't have them free roam. You'll have to have like a big cage.
They were in a barn with re-supported fencing on the inside, and something came in through the roof and ate my chickens.
Well, that's why you got to get a cage with a roof.
I didn't know it was in a roof. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, chickens everywhere.
You could do that, and you could put one of those solar panels on it.
I could.
Everything is.
Speaking of. We did the final deals on this solar project, and
I heard that
it's happening. It is happening, my friends.
Okay, but how do you come up with $64,000?
Well, you got to figure. I got the breakdown. If you ever want to see it, I'll show you each panel, its cost, and it's everything I'm paying for. So,
no, I mean, how are you going to come up with $6,400?
OnlyFans.
$6,400. No. He wished it was $6,400.
No, what it is. Yes. So what it is they figure out how much power you use, then they figure out how many panels you need to provide you with that amount of power for the next year. And then they put together a deal with how many panels and what you need to upgrade. They come out, they have to upgrade our power box, our breaker box. So they're coming out doing all the work, upgrading all the power box. They're trenching from the house to the building. They're hooking up all the solar panels, mounting them on the roof. They take care of everything for the life of the panels. So 25 years is what these things are rated at right now. So they will maintain, it's insured. We pay nothing for any of the work being done or anything. You know, it all gets rolled over into our payment per month. And our payment per month is what we pay currently for electricity. So our electric bill that we pay, instead of going to Ohio Edison, will go to the solar company. And we will make these payments just like we would normally make to the electric company. But then one day when we pay off the system, we have free electricity.
Right.
So does that make sense? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's how I'm going to do that. Yeah.
So my next question.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm pulling Ryan over here. I forgot what the fuck I was going to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. I do.
Does that mean you were not going to use any real electric?
No, we will have an offset. We may have, you know, $50 here, but when it comes down to it and everything, if we're using the same amount as the solar system is providing, we will have a $6 a month line charge from the electric company. That is only to keep that line active.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If he does overproduce, a lot of times the electric company will buy
the electric. They will buy the electric back, and we will get a discount on the next bill. So, yeah. Okay. So we can provide it for them. So that
it's going to be cool. Dumb.
Yeah. It's going to be so exciting. On one of the two pillows.
Well, maybe if you were sitting in your chair, you wouldn't be.
I'm in my chair.
Sitting in the chair.
You're such a brat. You're such a brat.
I'm in my chair.
Yeah.
No, you're in Trixie's chair.
I'm still on my chair.
You're leaning on your chair.
That chair is reserved for me.
That's right.
That's why I'm keeping it warm.
She's
for
keeping
you.
It safe and warm for you.
I wasn't going to let anybody else. Appreciate that. Yeah,
I can appreciate that.
We can all appreciate that. Oh gosh, yes, we can. So, anybody got anything else?
I know the new Dune movie came out this weekend, too.
I did have something, and I forgot it.
What's the Dune? I saw previews, but...
Well, it was they made the original one back in, like, 79 or whatever, and then they redid it a couple years ago.
Okay.
It's on HBO. You can watch it, at least the first one, on the HBO Max or whatever it's called now.
Okay.
I actually watched it streaming when it first came out in theaters. I don't know if you can do the same thing now. Like, I don't know if they're still doing same day release for theater on streaming or not, still or not.
I did watch Beekeeper that way, pay per view.
Mm-hmm.
I did see something Paramount Plus is coming out with, a Camp Crystal Lake Voorhees spinoff. I'm excited for that.
That is up your alley.
That is right up my alley. That's right.
So is anybody else watching Love is Blind?
No.
No.
I tried to watch, what was it called? From Something to Something. Oh, From Couple to Thruple. I was watching on,
interesting.
Yeah, it was, oh God, it was like a game. I was like, I can't do it. I was 2 minutes in. I'm like, no, can't stand it. Hate it. Had to change it. Yep.
That sounds like something you would get into.
I thought it would be too, but I thought it was going to be like a show or like a docuseries. It is it's like a Survivor type thing. You know, they bring the couples in and then they introduce more couples and then hopefully you can commingle with those couples. And it's just the whole thing. And I'm like, this looks like Real Housewives of I Don't Give a Fuck USA. That's what it looked like to me. And I'm like, I can't do it. So then I went to a movie.
I think we need another picture.
Okay.
It's like Dom's building a pillow fort over here.
She's doing something up here. We don't know what she's doing.
Is she humping the chair?
No, she's kind of sitting on one stool.
I was trying to look over.
While leaning on the other stool.
But I'm laughing because the whole time Ryan's talking about this couple to thruple.
Yeah.
I'm moving these pillows gently and Daddy's over here like.
Taking pictures.
He's doing a thing like. If you fuck this up, I'm going to hit you with my hand and his hand there.
Oh, like, so it's like if I'm trying to play with a tablet
and
you're going to slap my hand just like that?
But I'm just, I wasn't going to hurt anything. I just want to put my pillow somewhere so I can move my butt back to my own chair.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. So now we're watching it.
Very gracefully.
We're going to watch her fall in just a second. Oh, she made it. Okay, she's there.
I am.
She survived. Absolutely.
And I'm back in my own chair.
Yeah, there you go. Done deal.
She's alive.
She's alive. She did make it. Absolutely.
Now what are you doing? Now she needs a pillow for her feet.
The show is literally over in a minute, Dom. You got anything else?
I don't remember. I asked you to remind me of what I forgot. Yeah, because you said no talking.
You didn't tell me what it was you wanted me to remember for you. You have to tell me these things.
Are we talking about last night or not?
I don't know.
What?
What
was just happening?
Did you see the new wax burner pineapple up there?
Yeah, I was looking at the TV, and I totally just saw somebody with a flashlight in some other dude's butt.
Sons of Anarchy. Sons of Anarchy is on in the background. This is season 7. This is when it's all going down. Jax Teller is about to die. If you have not seen it yet, you know, you should have started watching 20 years ago. I don't know. But yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. Wild stuff going on around here today, for sure.
No, it's not. Oh, Trixie, you need to be here because it's a little more entertaining when you're here.
Right.
I'm sorry.
We miss you.
We miss you.
Next week. Next week, bitches.
What she's saying is I'm boring, and I get it. I understand. That's why I did not start a podcast by myself, because nobody wants to hear me.
Right.
And I understand that. It's okay. So the day Trixie's like, I don't want to do this anymore, sell everything. I'm done.
Sell everything.
Sell everything. Daddy Matt, you can return everything.
You can return. I doubt I can return everything at this point.
You do very good. You would do very good on your own.
I don't know. I don't have much to talk about. That's the thing.
But I like to feed off of you.
And that's what we do. Yeah.
I think that we have a great connection, bitch.
Yeah, we do. So to everyone that is in Daytona Bike Week this week and enjoying themselves, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. That's awesome.
Fuck you.
Congratulations. And have a fucking blast, really. Oh, thanks for the invite, by the way. Yeah, that's great. Appreciate it.
So, can we touch on that for a minute? I just wondered, I'm not going to like put any too much out there, but do you think it has to do with that that job?
I don't know. I don't think so. I did hear from one of them last night, and they said that they talked about it at a Halloween party. But don't talk to me about anything if I'm drinking tequila.
The Halloween
I'm not
party,
going to remember it.
How many people want to remember the Halloween party at this point?
I had a trailer that we used to use to go down there. And when I sold the trailer, I quit hearing from everyone who used to use the trailer to go down to Florida. So now that I don't have a trailer, I guess I don't have much use or be too much room going down. So it is what it is.
Well, but didn't you say you weren't going to go anyways?
I did. And I did. And it wasn't that I wanted to go. It was the fact that I wanted to be asked to go because I've asked everyone every year to go. And this year, no one even approached me about it, so it's okay. It's done. It's boring. It's over. What, did you forget now?
Do you want to go to Florida?
Yeah, I do. When do you want to go?
Let's go pick up that bitch.
All right, let's go. Let's go make sure she boards the train.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
On a different note, Daddy was asking questions last week about Bowling Green.
Yes. We were talking about it a little bit.
I've already talked to Ryan about this.
It's today. Like it's a week before my actual vacation at work, and I haven't been there a year. So I don't know if I can get that time off. I don't know.
Well, that's why I thought maybe I could get a campsite and then maybe use your trailer, park it there. And
yeah,
then
absolutely.
We can go Friday and Saturday night.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you could still come after work.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Kitty Row's open all day long.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine. Fridays, I could be done at 1 o'clock. Well, I was looking at prices of
the campsites for last year. Okay. Hopefully, they didn't change much. Okay. Otherwise, they're $400 for the weekend.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You know what?
Yeah.
Instead of buying a train ticket.
Oh, you could have already bought the site. Yeah, I see where she's going.
Well, they just
went
on sale on Friday. All right. I have to call in for that.
With all the money that he sent these bitches, he could have had his own camper.
Trixie, if I could offer you a camper with AC, a bathroom, and a bed.
Please come.
Would you be interested in coming for a night?
Oh, she's going to come for a night.
Do you want to come see Titty Alley with us and ride around in the Ranger and just
I promise I will not make anybody save me.
Okay. Well, we're not saving you this year. If you go with, would you just disappear? You're done. We love you.
If Gluck Gluck was going, I would consider it.
Okay. All right.
But I would need lots of notice to have my daughter request off so she can be home with my son.
Okay.
Can you please come?
Well, see, that'd be cool because she's off Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So she could actually go Friday night and Saturday, come home Saturday afternoon, and go to work on Sunday. So that may actually work. And then I can come Friday after work and be there Friday night, Saturday night. I can come home Sunday. We can get the camper back and all of that. So, I mean, it can work. We could do this, people.
Right.
I think we should plan on this. I think Bowling Green should be a thing.
I can try, yeah. I got to either call or wait till the 15th when they have online stuff.
All right. We can do that. What? Yeah, oh, the light flicker? Yeah, it dimmed.
Because it sucks more power down.
Yeah.
Sorry, I like to suck the life out of things.
We know. So I was thinking just now, since we're worried about her getting lost, how about we get her an AirTag with a collar on it? So, and we hang it around her so we don't lose her.
Can it be can I have a black collar with a black AirTag?
I did that last year. Do you remember?
Yeah, but you took the AirTag, then had to stay in the Ranger.
Well, what do you want me to do it? You want to keister it? I mean,
no, I'm talking like a little dog collar. Put it around her neck and then hang the tag off her neck, the collar itself, like a dog tag, literally.
Yeah. Absolutely. We can do that.
You gotta bark though when they call you.
We can do that.
We gotta bark when we call
you. Yeah, let me hear your bark. Let me hear your bark. Mm-mm. You wanna bark for me?
I meow. I don't bark.
Meow for me.
Meow.
Trixie, will
like
you
a bark to me?
Will you meow for us?
Meow.
There you go. There you go. Well, let's gear toward Bowling Green this year then, guys. Let's do it. Teddy Rowe is calling us once again. Listen, we must go.
And I have enough beads that we can pass them out.
Good. Bring them. There you go. I think my daughter probably still has a bunch, too.
The only thing I'm not giving back.
Yeah.
And I never even used it. I'm keeping the butt plug. That was
They throw out butt plugs up there. Yeah.
Interesting.
Congratulations. I have to jump off here. I just looked in the backyard and all my chickens are loose.
See? They heard chicken wing and they're like, what's up?
She has to go in the backyard and chase cars.
All right. We love you, Trish.
Love you guys.
All right. Bye. And that probably brings us to the end, too.
Yeah, we're just about an hour.
Yeah. So we love you guys, and we can't wait to talk to you next week.
Thanks, Teabaggers.
All right. Bye, guys. Thank you guys for tuning in today.
We appreciate each and every one of you for listening to us.
We would love it if you'd email us at thespicyteapodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at thespicytea. If you're looking for me, you can find me at TheCigarStar43 on Instagram and TikTok. You could find Trixie here at Trixie55 on OnlyFans or TrixieBell.55 on TikTok.